Guitarist Amadou Bagayoko has died. He was 70 years old. He was half of the renowned duo Amadou and Mariam. Known as the blind couple from Mali, they lifted their country's music to stages around the world. NPR's Isabella Gomez Sarmiento has this appreciation.
Amadou Bagayoko picked up his first instrument as a toddler. It was a West African drum known as a djembe. By the time he was 10, he played harmonica and flute. Guitar came soon after. As his musical talents blossomed, Bagayoko lost his vision. He'd been born with a cataract in his eyes, and by the age of 16, he was blind. He spoke about that period of his life with NPR's World Café. Saying it was not difficult because he'd prepared himself for that moment. He soon arrived at Mali's Institute for the Young Blind. There, a singer named Mariam was learning Braille and giving music lessons.
Amadou's guitar and the beautiful voice of Mariam do not take long to harmonize within the group Eclipse, made of both sighted and non-sighted musicians. This group traveled far and wide through the cities and bushland of Mali, raising awareness of health problems that can lead to blindness.
Amadou and Mariam fell in love and started a band together in the 1980s. That's an interlude from their album Eclipse that recounts their origin story. For decades, their sound merged Malian blues with rock and pop influences.
A chacun sa façon, a chacun sa manière, a chacun sa vie.
The duo eventually moved to Paris. In 2005, they released their breakthrough album, Dimanche à Bamako, or Sunday in Bamako. It was a collaboration with the European singer and producer Manu Chao.
C'est au Manhattan, fast food, Dakar, Sénégal, cinéma, le Paris, demain je serai parti.
Amadou and Mariam went on to appear at festivals around the world and performed a series of concerts in complete darkness. They spoke to NPR's Weekend Edition with the help of an interpreter.
On l'avait voulu faire pour que les gens qui voient
We wanted to put people who can see into the world of those who can't. You can appreciate music even without vision. You can lean into your imagination. There's actually a lot you can learn by listening to music without trying to see.
Lyrically, Amadou and Mariam celebrated their love and joy of life, but they also instilled a message of hope and resilience to the people of Mali during difficult socio-political circumstances. This song, Demi Senou, advocates for the well-being of children, even as the country faced high levels of unemployment and sickness. Amadou and Mariam continued touring and releasing music until the end of Amadou's life. In 2024, they performed at the closing ceremony for the Paralympic Games in Paris. Bagayoko died last week in Mali. He is survived by his wife and musical partner, Mariam, their son, and their grandchildren. Thousands of people gathered in Bamako over the weekend to pay their respects. Isabella Gomez Sarmiento, NPR News.